If you're looking for things to do now that the warm weather is here, consider adding Troy to your summer bucket list. The Collar City has released a long list of events. From craft beer to baseball, classic cars to classical music, barbecue, boutiques, shops, and much more, Mayor Patrick Madden wants you to be part of Troy's summer.
Every year, it seems Troy has more and more to offer in terms of events during the summer, and this year is no exception.
Anna Kuwabara is executive director of the Albany Symphony, which will be kicking off Troy's summer series with The River Sings, a free outdoor concert on June 3rd at Riverfront Park.
It has several components that I think you'll be really interested in. One is we are bringing back a piece that we performed on our subscription series in Albany, but we also brought it down to Washington, D.C. for our Kennedy Center debut. It's a children's operetta. It's about the Erie. It's called The Mighty Erie Canal, and it is, this time we'll have about 100 Troy City school kids singing in it. It was a showstopper in D.C. I think it'll be a showstopper here.
Matt Callahan, general manager of the Tri-City Valley Cats, says the minor league baseball team's at Bruno Stadium beginning June 15th.
That'll be our home opener. Begins our 38 home game schedule for this season. We have a variety of entertainment, family-friendly entertainment options and promotions planned throughout, including 15 fireworks shows.
Callahan says this year is very special for the Cats.
Our affiliate, the Houston Astros, won the 2017 World Series, and for us, we're going to celebrate that all year long. So we'll have a bobblehead giveaway. A former Valley Cat, Jose Altuve, who was the 2017 AL MVP, passed right through Troy, as well as the 2017 World Series MVP, George Springer, who's also a former Valley Cat.
If live music is your bag, the Downtown Troy Business Improvement District once again presents Rockin' on the River, a 9-week concert series in Riverfront Park. Executive Director of Troy Bid, Katie Hammond, says the series kicks off June 6th.
It's running through August 8th. Keep in mind that July 4th is a Wednesday this year, so we're going to let Albany take that. They'll keep the fireworks over in Albany, but we'll have everything else over here in Troy.
Scheduled acts include Mariah Formica, Almost Queen, and the Mallet Brothers Band. Hammond says the 15th annual Troy River Fest kicks off Saturday, June 16th.
We have quite a few performers again throughout the festival, Ragliacci Rags, the Magic and Illusions of Jeffrey Jean, Michael Eck, Front Business and Tanger, as well as some children's activities from the Troy Boys and Girls Club, bash birthday parties, and some wildlife out there.
Hammond says the events are designed to attract tourists as well as locals.
We are actually going to join that with the farmers market this year. Usually the farmers market moves down to the park, but they're going to stay on the street this year, and we're going to fill the street to make it an even bigger festival.
Liz Comital is market operations manager for the Troy Waterfront Farmers Market, now in its 19th year.
So this year we're looking at over 100 vendors every Saturday right here in downtown Troy. We're open from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. and we encourage you to come to the market information table to learn how you can use our token program to help keep money in the hands of farmers and also better spend your money locally. We are drawing now upwards of 18,000 people from all over the Northeast as well as the Capital Region to our amazing downtown area, and we couldn't be more excited.
In Lansingburg, the Powers Park Concert Series is in its 15th season during July and August. City Councilman Jim Gully.
We'll have food and activities up there, so along with the music, you'll have other things to do. Our schedule goes from July through August. We start on July 7th with Soul Sky.
There are many other activities. You can view them all at wamc.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.